Today is Saturday, April 11th. Richard Dean Appleman, 71, of Lafarge, died April 1st at Amplify Health in La Crosse. A celebration of life is being held from now until 3 with special prayer at 1:30 at the Vossetag Funeral Home in Lafarge. Richard Appleman is survived by his wife, Kathy, his son, Brandon, daughter, Danielle, 3 grandchildren, siblings, Judy Ledman, Gail Wallace, and Brian Appleman, many nieces, nephews, and in-laws. Richard Dean Appleman, 71, of Lafarge. Arthur A. Fetaplace, 83, of Dodgeville, died Wednesday at home following an illness. Funeral services will be held Monday at noon at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with burial in the Button Cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Monday from 10 until the time of the service at noon. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the River Valley Trap Team. Survivors of Arthur Fetaplace include his wife of 40 years, Linda, 7 children, Scott and Tina Fetaplace, Lisa and Tina McAdams, James Fetaplace, John and Susan Polkinghorne, Shauna and Andy Fromfeld, Aaron and Tony Smith, and Susie and Keith Jacobs. Several grandchildren, 2 brothers, Robert and Daniel, and 1 sister, Linda. Arthur A. Fetaplace, 83, of Dodgeville. Joanne M. Kisek, 91, of Reedsburg, died Tuesday at the Reedsburg Area Senior Life Center. Funeral services will be held at 11 Wednesday at the Farber Funeral Home. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home Wednesday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. Burial will take place at 3:30 in the North Clayton Cemetery, Soldiers Grove. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the North Freedom United Methodist Church. Joanne Kisek is survived by her husband, Claren Budd, 5 children, Carol and Harold Weinke, Randy and Bonnie Kisek, Diane and Bob Mears, Brian and Tammy Kisek, and Lori and Doug Harder. 10 grandchildren, many great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren, several nieces and nephews, along with other relatives and friends. Joanne M. Kisek, 91, of Reedsburg. Verlin Stoll, 72, of Gotham, died Wednesday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Czech National Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 9 until the time of the service at 11. Verlin Stoll, 72, of Gotham. Veda J. Favre, 74, of Blue River, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, April 25th, from 10 to 1 at the Blue River Community Building. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Blue River Fire and Rescue. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Veda Favre is survived by her husband, Steve, 2 children, Tim and Corinne Favre, and Jessica Favre and Lynn Korhonen, 2 grandchildren, sister, Josiel Georgeson, in-laws, David Miles, Suzanne Brown, Pat Adams and Pam O'Connor, and several nieces and nephews, along with many other family and friends. Veda J. Favre, 74, of Blue River. Brenda Jeanette Raymond, 58, of Bloom City and the Madison area, died April 3rd in Bloom City. A celebration of life will be held in the Madison area May 30th. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family. Brenda Raymond is survived by her mother, Cynthia Hill, her stepmother, Patty Bolsing, two daughters, Brooke Raymond and Larry, and Kayla and Ben Barman, two grandchildren, siblings, Debbie and Don McCoskey, Jenny and Ron Patterson, Chad Steinel, Jesse and Lane Bearden, Josh Steinel, Amber and Justin Bonner, and Ashley and Paul Rourke. 14 nieces and nephews, one great niece, aunts, uncles, and cousins. The father of her children, Sam Raymond, best friend, David Frederick, bonus daughter, Carrie Haley, and her parents, Ernie and Julie Hagland Haley, and many friends. Brenda Jeanette Raymond, 58, of Bloom City and the Madison area.